Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
It's the kind of Saturday tomorrow for clearing your schedule, getting your spot on the sofa, having the snacks ready and settling in for two massive sporting clashes. Katie Taylor's homecoming fight, the biggest night of her career, in Dublin's Three Arena tomorrow against super lightweight champion Chantelle Cameron. And just a few hours earlier and just a few hundred metres away, for the third year in a row, Leinster faced La Rochelle in the European Champions Cup rugby. That's a repeat of last year's final. We can preview all of this now with Gavin Casey, sports journalist with the42.ie and former Ireland rugby international Fiona O'Brien. Thank you both for joining us. Gavin, let's talk about the fight first of all. The build-up to Katie Taylor's big homecoming, originally supposed to be against Amanda Serrano, but some have said that now it's a bigger fight. Why so?
Yes, Claire, and that probably makes it a bigger fight. And it is a literally bigger opponent in the shape of Chantelle Cameron. As you mentioned, she's a super lightweight champion, which is 140 pounds, whereas Katie Taylor typically campaigns at 135 down at lightweight, where she is also an undisputed champion. So as much as it sounds like she's only moving up in weight 5 pounds and that might feel insignificant, it's not really, because once they both make weight today at the weigh-in, Cameron will be able to rehydrate afterwards and probably blow up to around 150 plus pounds. Like, she'll probably have, I don't know, 8 to 10 pounds on Katie Taylor in the ring on Saturday night. And she is a formidable boxer in her own right. So when you combine her skills and that size advantage, that's what makes this the toughest test of Taylor's career so far, to my mind.
We're hearing about tickets floating around for over €1,000 a piece. Have you heard about people paying those kind of prices?
I haven't personally. I know there was a little bit of a struggle to sell some of the really high-end tickets during the week, but my understanding was that they were eventually snapped up. The promoter, Eddie Hearn, acknowledged that the tickets for this event are pretty expensive. I mean, Irish fans have probably been taken for a bit of a ride, and he was pretty unapologetic about the fact that the gate is going to be the highest grossing gate in the history of the Three Arena or the Point or whatever. I think he's going to take in over €2 million from the gate alone. So I guess it's been worth his while coming over here for the first time in 7 years.
I hope the fighters get a good portion of that. The achievement that this would be for Katie Taylor if she were to win tomorrow, Gavin, put that in context for us.
Well, she would become a two-weight undisputed champion, which is incredibly rare in the sport of boxing throughout its annals. Like, the last time an undisputed champion fought against an undisputed champion in boxing, I think it might have to go back to 1957 in order to find a pure example of that, which sort of puts into context the magnitude of this fight as just a pure boxing competition. And I would say that if Taylor is successful in it, part of it, Claire, is because she's 37 years old, or almost 37 years old, and she's been on the scene for so long. The longer she goes, obviously, the closer to defeat you become, because you're athletically declining, etc. And yet you see the Serrano fight last year and the bravery and skill that Taylor showed in that fight, even at 36 or whatever. And part of her greatness now is her endurance and the fact that she still is resilient and still has this almost alien will to win. And she's probably going to need that tomorrow against Chantelle Cameron. And winning that fight would be, the biggest achievement of her career so far.
Well, we can follow a live blog of the fight, Chantelle Cameron versus Katie Taylor, for the undisputed super lightweight world title from the Three Arena on Saturday night on the RTE News app or on rte.ie/sport. And just the times for that, the ring walks for the main event, they're scheduled for around 10 o'clock tomorrow night. That's subject to change, though, depending on the undercard. Now, we want to talk about the rugby, the other big clash tomorrow, the European Champions Cup final, Leinster versus La Rochelle. Gavin, you're a massive boxing fan, but you're a massive rugby fan as well. You're looking forward to this one too.
Yeah, it's a huge day. It's a little bit reminiscent of St. Patrick's weekend in 2009, where Ireland played Wales and Cardiff to win the Grand Slam, and Bernard Dunne had that magical fight with Ricardo Cordoba at the point only a few hours later. And the rugby final is one that I think sports fans generally have been probably anticipating for a fair few months, even before both teams actually reached the final, because they are the two best teams in Europe. They probably proved that last year, and they've proved it throughout the season again. And the storyline going into it is obviously the fact that La Rochelle just about edged Leinster to victory and became European champions last year. La Rochelle are coached by Ronan O'Gara, a familiar name, who has made them European champions. This is a club, by the way, who were in the second tier of French rugby as recently as 2014. So their story has been remarkable. But then you see Leinster, how well they've played this season, how badly and how desperately they will want to reverse the result from last year's final. And a lot of their players will pointedly talk about that and have done throughout the season. Mm-hmm. There's been a bit of a destinal feeling about these two teams meeting again. And you couldn't ask for a better final, I don't think.
Well, look, relishing tomorrow as well is Fiona O'Brien, former Ireland rugby international, who's on the line. Good morning, Fiona.
Good morning.
So Leinster versus La Rochelle is what we see on paper and what we'll see on the pitch. But really, it's Leinster versus Ronan O'Gara, yeah, isn't it? That's what we're all that's what we're all really going to see.
Perhaps that's relevant for Irish rugby fans, but I'd say the La Rochelle supporters won't see it that way. And yeah, you can draw the comparisons and you can compare, we'll say, the passionate travelling support of La Rochelle with the Munster faithful and that cohesion between the public. And we know O'Gara's a two-time European Cup winner, and he's a long-standing rivalry with Munster as a player, but now also as a coach. But really, we'll say, what we're talking here is we're talking the two best sides competing, and basically they're a lovely subplot, but it's not relevant to the players.
Mm-hmm. But we do have the context of the loss last week, Leinster's loss to Munster, as you say. Does that play a role in what happens tomorrow?
I don't think so. I think, look, there's been a discussion on the psychological strength of the team, but I don't think you can question a team that's stacked with those Irish internationals that have just won a Grand Slam. And that was a Grand Slam they expected to win, so they've already demonstrated that they can deal with the weight of expectation. Yes, last week they lost Leo Cullen took, whatever way you look at it, either a calculated risk or a gamble, and he didn't play, we'll say, 12 internationals, and the team lacked cohesion. But if they win the Champions Cup with their strongest squad, will we look back saying it was worth the risk?
Mm-hmm. We were talking about Katie Taylor's challenge against the size of Chantelle Cameron. It's similar for Leinster, isn't it? They're facing a big team here.
Absolutely. They're huge physical size to contend with, but I think the important point of that is their technicality and their skill. So there's huge discussion about the breakdown and how competitive La Rochelle are at the breakdown. You've Skelton, you've Aldrich, you've Bottia, you've Borgerit. They're all like masterful and total nuisance at the breakdown. And the consequence of that is that you get a slower ruck speed for Leinster. And at a minimum, that allows that La Rochelle defence to organise, but it also then means that they can win penalties and they can counter-attack. And that's what you're talking about. You're talking about a team, yes, that's packed with power, but they also have pace and an abundance of skill.
Mm, and Gavin, going back to the psychological challenge, Leinster have been incredible in recent years, getting huge praise, rightly deserved, for what they've been achieving. But they have to live up to the hype. That's the flip side.
Yeah, and it's funny. I don't know that the defeat to Munster will have a tangible impact on tomorrow for all of the reasons that Fiona outlined there. But I do think it probably soured the mood in the camp for a couple of days afterwards. And I also think that the complexion of the final changes as a result of that defeat, because they don't have the URC now to be able to fall back on. And it intensifies the pressure that they're under to get it right and to live up to that hype that you mentioned, Claire, this time around. And really, I see these teams as almost being inseparable in terms of their overall quality. Fiona mentioned like some of the weapons that La Rochelle have at their disposal. And yet, we look at a Leinster team and it's the majority of an Ireland team who have just won a Grand Slam. So quality-wise, it couldn't be more intriguing. But the psychology of the game is interesting, because Leinster had victory snapped from them by La Rochelle last year. They were beaten pretty heavily the year before that in a semi-final. So they're, for the reasons that I've outlined with the URC being gone now, it's the biggest game of a lot of these players' careers, probably including that Grand Slam win.
Fiona Donnellan earlier on Morning Ireland called it for Leinster. What about you?
Yeah, I think Leinster, I think with a little help from home advantage, There is the argument that La Rochelle have the blueprint after last year's final and having beaten them last year. And there's talk from Ronan O'Gara about like switching the narrative from, you know, how do you beat Leinster to how do you actually stifle La Rochelle? And like as Gavin says, we talk about La Rochelle now and our interest is there and that subplot of O'Gara, and we talk lots about La Rochelle, but we don't talk about Leo Cullen and Lancaster and their technical abilities as coaches and the personnel at their disposal. So if Leinster can control their own game with their clinical edge, they should win.
Gavin, you have to say Leinster.
Yeah, I think Leinster by 7.
Okay, all right, down to that. Okay, we'll take that. Leinster versus La Rochelle live on RT2 and the RT Player, coverage starting at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, and commentary live here, of course, on RT Radio 1. Gavin, thank you very much. Gavin Casey from the42.ie and Fiona O'Brien, former Ireland Rugby International. Thank you both. And we wish both teams the very best of luck. And Katie Taylor will all have eyes on the Three Arena tomorrow night, and we wish her well. Now, we'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.